Recessions make for strange bedfellows. Tom Buffenbarger at NBAA. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. At first glance, the international president of the Machinists Union, getting up to speak at NBAA 2009, invites any number of humorous metaphors. But in these times, enemies may need to become allies. We'll present Tom's comments with minimal editing today and tomorrow. Here's NBAA's Ed Bolin with the introduction.
The International Association of Machinist and Aerospace Workers is the union that represents many of the men and women who build business airplanes and their component parts. Tom Buffenbarger is the international president of the IAM. Now, if you look at Tom's bio, you see that he began to be a representative of the IAM back when he was 20 years old, working at the GE jet plant in Ohio. 1986, he moved to Washington, D.C. 1997, he became the international president. What you may not see when you read that bio is Tom's commitment to creating jobs in the United States. Tom served on the Commission on the Future of the U.S. Aerospace Industry, and he was among those that was a strong proponent of NextGen, of creating a bigger aviation industry and expanding the pie by improving efficiency, expanding the capacity of our system. Over the past several months, Tom has been one of the strongest, most consistent, and most effective advocates for business aviation in Washington, D.C. Tom was a leader in our efforts to beat back a proposal in the TARP legislation that would have required the divestiture of business aircraft. Tom has been someone who has accompanied us on many trips to the White House. Tom is someone who has been pushing business aviation personally with the President of the United States at least twice in the last month. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me in welcoming the International President of the IAM, Tom Buffenbarger.
Thank you very much, Ed, for a kind introduction and for the many years of friendship we've enjoyed since we first got to know each other on the U.S. Aerospace Commission. I welcome this chance to speak to the National Business Aircraft Association. It's not often that a labor leader is invited to speak to a business audience. In normal times, we face each other across a bargaining table, or less frequently, a picket line. We do battle over every dime and every dollar and every contract. We use every tool in our well-stocked toolboxes to prevail at the end of the day. And we instinctively go for the jugular. You do, we all do. Because that's the law of the adversarial jungle we inhabit in normal times. But these are not normal times. In this grave recession, our very survival is at stake. Your companies are fighting to survive. My union is fighting to stem the rising tide of joblessness. And our great country is fighting to recover from the worst economic disaster in 80 years. So we have a choice. We can fight our separate fights for survival, Or we can fight together as a team for the survival of this industry and its workforce. I hope that for all our sakes, that we decide to fight together as a team. So here's where I'm coming from. Over 90,000 IAM members work in the aerospace industry. Over 70,000 more IAM members work in the air transportation sector. I am fully and painfully aware of the challenges facing each one of you in this grave recession. Why? It's simple. The Machinists Union is part and parcel of the business aircraft industry. And like this industry, the IAM members are experiencing a ton of pain, with more coming down the pipeline. Over 30,000 of our members are now unemployed. Almost half of them once were unemployed by the companies represented just in this room. I want those men and women back on the job. I want them building airplanes again. And I know you do too.
More from IAM International President Tom Buffenbarger in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack, and we're listening to opening day comments at NBAA 2009 from Tom Buffenbarger, International President of the IAM. Having noted that unions and manufacturers often butt heads, Tom notes that he, too, is a business aircraft user.
The men and women in this room take great pride in the planes they produce, and so do the machinists. Pride is something we have in common. Pride in our planes, pride in our workmanship, pride in our joint success. I flew here on November 11 Alpha Mike, a Lear 60. I'm proud of our jet. I'm damn proud of the fact that IAM members build it. And I'm proud that IAM members maintain it and pilot it. And I am proud of the millions of miles that jet has flown to every state in this union, every province in Canada, and more than 25 nations around the globe. You see, in the Machinist Union, having an efficient way to visit with our members is vital to our success. I am on the road 250 days or more a year. This past year, I opened negotiations with companies like Boeing in Seattle, Washington, Lockheed Martin in Fort Worth, Texas, and Raytheon in Tucson, Arizona. I walk picket lines in communities like Moncur, North Carolina, Portland, Oregon, Wichita, Kansas, and Eden, Oklahoma. I flew to IMF meetings in Switzerland and in Germany. That's the good IMF, the International Federation of Metal Workers, which I serve as vice president for over 25 million trade unionists globally. Last year, November 11 Alpha Mike flew to Florida, Georgia, Missouri, Kansas, California, Washington, and Illinois to promote America's Edge, Our Skills, Our Kids. 7 states in 96 hours with governors on board. I have traveled to Labor Day events in Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin. 5 states in less than 72 hours to rally our members on a single Labor Day weekend. Could I have used commercial flights to meet those tight schedules? Not really. They don't always fly where I need to go and when I need to be there and with a quick return. They often don't have connections to the smaller communities where many of our members live and work. And they are never as cost-effective as November 11 Alpha Mike. Time is money. And that is a hard fact of life for both business and labor. In these days of heightened security, even an hour-long commercial flight can become a 3 to 4 hour time commitment. If I were a lawyer, And thank God I'm not. Those extra hours would be billed to some client somewhere. But for most business travelers, checking baggage, standing in security lines, sitting near gates, planning, planing, deplaning, picking up luggage, hailing a cab, well, it's just money down the drain. Oh, I know what the public image of business jets is. Fancy toys for fat cats. I watched members of Congress play gotcha with auto executives. I watched senators grandstand on the use of business jets. I watched as the President of the United States took his shots at this industry. And then I watched as thousands of machinist union members were laid off because the politicians wanted to score some points at our expense. Well, I've got some advice for those paragons of public virtue. Those who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. A congressman who nailed the auto executives on that day in Washington got there on a private jet. The senators who climbed up on their soapboxes to decry business jets didn't bat an eye as they climbed aboard one to fly off to their next fundraiser. And the president? Well, let's just say he owes us a visit to Wichita, Kansas, and we'll leave it at that for a few minutes.
In tomorrow's second part of this feature, why it needs to be about teamwork. That's already been uploaded, by the way, so you can hear the conclusion now if you're so inclined. Tom Buffenbarger is the international president of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. Find out more at www.goiam.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.